Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's been said that nothing is certain but death and taxes, but not too many topics like this make for very good conversation starters at the holiday table. Our next guest, though, says it makes a lot of sense to have these difficult conversations with your family sooner rather than later. Bethany Griffith is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Bethany, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
It's kind of obvious that this kind of topic is a difficult one, especially a loved one passing away, but we do need to do it, don't we?
You know, we do, Mike, and sometimes the best thing isn't always the easy thing, right? So having these conversations, I think, can really ensure that someone's wishes are met, and it can also go a long way in simplifying the work and the decisions that have to be made after a loved one passes away. If you think about it, this is already such a difficult time. You're dealing with the grief and loss. And then on top of it, the last thing you want to be doing is sitting around saying, I wonder what Dad would have wanted.
How would you prepare for this type of conversation?
Once you have buy-in with that idea, you want to make sure you assemble the right people to be in the room. Is it all of the siblings, all of the children? Will the spouses be there? Does it make sense to include a professional, such as a financial advisor? And once you really have identified all of the key players, you've got to figure out a time to meet where people can really be present for this conversation. The hint, I would say Christmas morning, while all the children are opening their gifts, is probably not the right time. And finally, once you've got these other areas together, I would draft an agenda. So it's kind of a compilation of ideas that different people have just to make sure that you're covering what's important and nothing is overlooked during the conversation.
And so what sort of things would you include on that agenda? And I guess it should be shared in advance, right?
Absolutely. I think it's important to share it in advance to make sure that, especially if there's any maybe decision points that need to be to allow people time to think through things before the meeting. Two areas you might want to consider would be a review of estate planning documents, healthcare wishes, so whether that be their long-term care plans for staying in a house or what things look like end of life. This could also be an opportunity to consider ways to organize and simplify their financial picture now to make things simpler later. And finally, you know, they may want to take this opportunity to share what their wishes or their goals would be for a service or a funeral, and they can share with you what's important to them in that space.
And you mentioned documents. What type of documents should we make sure that are there?
You have the last will and testament, and in some cases, a revocable trust, and those are really the cornerstones of the estate plan. These are the documents that say where money will go, how the assets were transferred. They also do important things like name the personal representative, which is the person who would handle your affairs after death. Another document you want to consider is the power of attorney. This is a document that comes into play while a person is still alive, and it lets someone else make financial decisions on their behalf if they're unable to do so. There's a living will and a healthcare power of attorney, and both of those documents give you the opportunity to outline your wishes for your care, but also to name someone else that could make healthcare decisions on your behalf.
Okay, and so we've been talking from the perspective of the concerned family members. Now, what about the person who would be the subject of this concern? If they're listening right now, what would you recommend to them to be prepared?
What I would say is for that person who's maybe thinking, is this the conversation I need to have with my family? Or maybe they're even considering, do I know what all these answers are in my head? I think one reason that this conversation can be useful from that perspective is talking through these things with family, with your spouse, with your children. It can be really clarifying for what your goals are. And I think that the process of sharing this information with the ones you love can be really comforting and knowing that there's a plan in place if something were to happen to me and we have made a path as smooth as possible for my loved ones that will still be here. Another thing they can be thinking about is ways that they can get things organized right now. So creating a financial statement is a really useful tool. Think about your online life. You have a bunch of passwords. Consider using a password manager, just steps like that to really simplify things now that are going to make things smoother once you pass away, which I think for most people is a comforting feeling to know that.
Well, Bethany, thank you so much for your time today. Great information.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Mike.
Bethany Griffith is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.